Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Football Podcast Show number 183. After what's been a really quiet week at the World Cup, not much happening. I don't think there's really much to talk about. Is there no major incidents, nothing?
It's not that I can think of.
Yeah, Mike Dan and Chris, by the way.
You know the score, at Football Podcast.
We'll see you next week.
No, what a week it's been. The last show we did was last Wednesday. You were on holiday playing golf.
I was in Spain watching Spain get knocked out in Spain.
Yeah, in glorious technicolor, I should hope.
Yes, quite.
But yeah, so this time last week we were all full of hope. Positive England performance against Italy.
Hoping for more of the same, maybe against Italy.
No. And in the course of the week, Luis Suarez has gone from being a hero at the World Cup to an absolute villain.
Yeah.
But we'll go on to that in a second because I have a show fact for us.
183,
and I've lost 2 weeks on football stickers. Obviously, I think a third week would be a bit of overkill. Yeah.
You're doing it a third week, aren't you?
This required a bit of research.
Oh, wow.
The 100...
Oh, that's not allowed. Prep work's not allowed on the football podcast. Well, what the hell's going on, Michael?
I thought I'd try it, see what it's like.
Fuck's sake.
The 183rd goal in World Cup history was scored by Stefan Dobe of Romania when he opened the scoring at the 1938 World Cup in Romania's 2-1 defeat against the team earlier into the World Cup once, Cuba. So they lost 2-1.
That is a really boring fact.
I've got a bit of story around it. It was a replay. Because World Cup just have replays. The original game had been drawn 3-3. There was very little between the two sides. Cuba went on to lose 8-0 in the next round to Sweden. So God knows how bad Romania were.
Oh, cool. There was no penalty shootouts back then, was there?
There was also about to be a world war.
There was. The World Cup was controversially won by Italy.
Why controversially?
Because Mussolini bribed a load of referees and basically said, if Italy don't win, I'm going to kill the whole team.
Well, it's a good job that doesn't happen nowadays, isn't it, Mike?
No, good job, nothing dodgy going on. But Stefan Dobe, a bit about him. He won 4 league titles for Repensia Timișoara in the Romanian league, as well as 41 caps, 20 goals for Romania.
Suarez is a bit Repentia right now, isn't he?
Mm. And he scored in the 34 and 38 World Cup. He went on to win the Romanian league as manager of Steaua Bucharest in the 50s. And he sadly passed away just before the 1994 World Cup when Romania had an excellent side and got to the quarterfinals.
So also had half decent side. Oh God, do you know what? I'm just so good at this.
You didn't listen to last week's show, did you?
Oh, I know what happened.
Andy Franks was mocking your tenuous links, mocking them ruthlessly.
Andy Franks has no leg to stand on. I was chatting
and
about
he's not here because he has been in a horrible accident that's required his legs to be amputated.
No, don't say that.
We can, but
what? When I was away on my little trip, I was chatting to one of the lads about how good the former Yugoslavia would be now.
Yeah.
Serbia, Bosnia,
Croatia
and
Macedonia and Slovenia.
Yeah. Think about the combined team of Yugoslavia.
In theory, you could pull in a few people like Jerdan Shaqiri and Adnan Januzaj, who are of Kosovan descent.
And you could also bring in Zlatan. And there's another one as well who's...
You would have a cracking side there. Dzeko up front with Modric, Pjanic and Rakitic.
Nemanja at the back.
Oh, Vinic, of course. Yeah, big Nemanja.
A fucking great team.
And Kolarov.
Yeah. Pretty hell. We were picking our former Yugoslavia 11 would be.
A former Soviet team as well might not be quite as good, but if you're obviously putting together your Ukraine, parts of Poland, Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, probably not quite as good, but
interesting.
There you go. But I think we can have to talk. What do we talk about first? Do we talk about the bye or do we talk about the shite?
I like that. The bye. I mean, you've just nailed the show title.
Albeit with asterisks in there on the shite bit. But
yeah. Well, I mean, shite isn't technically a.
It's a colloquialism, I'd
say. Yeah, it's fine.
Let's talk about the shite.
Yeah, the shite.
The bite and the complete and utter wank, doesn't that?
It doesn't rhyme as well. Would it be fair to say that we've got worse with every game at this World Cup?
Yes.
Yeah.
Last night, England, it was a so
it,
dull.
It was a typical meaningless game.
Yeah, it really was.
It was either going to go one of two ways. One of the team was going to absolutely hammer the other, or it was going to be a dull 0-0, and with Costa Rica on the lead and the point to win the group.
Yeah.
And England
did
count. Do you know what, I missed the first 10 minutes of the second half because I'd switched over to the cricket, which was really fucking intense and really exciting. And I'm not being funny, I know this is a football podcast, but having switched over on the final whistle to see Jimmy Anderson still in after like 80 minutes facing 54 balls, not making a single run, and then being
now I bet there's a load of our Aussie listeners laughing their heads
off. I know, but like penultimate ball getting done, that for me, that was like, and that, he cried afterwards, Jimmy, that was like the passion, the fucking the spirit, the like the determination, yes, that was lacking in Brazil. Like, you know, Jimmy Anderson can't bat for shit.
Yeah.
And the boy stayed in and in and in. He put his body on the line and he just fell short. Unfortunately, I think England didn't just fall short. They fucking
Do you think it was an element of bad luck? So I don't think we were completely outplayed in any of the three games we played in. On another day, we could have won them. Do you think, I mean, obviously the Uruguay game, Godin could have been sent off, and had he been
he should
sent,
have done, yeah.
had, he probably should have done. Had he been sent off, he wouldn't have been there to score against Italy either.
No,
I think in the Uruguay game, Suarez made a difference there.
I think Cavani as well. Cavani was fantastic.
I mean,
head and shoulders.
That ball for the little chip for Suarez's header.
The amount of people
fantastic.
In the run-up who said Cavani isn't that good, and I think even on the show last week, probably Tom Hunter.
Yeah, said, he's got everything right so far. I must say, I am not remotely happy about it, but I do have to just say, remind you that it was my prediction that we wouldn't get out of the group stage.
Yes, it was.
I am an unhappy winner.
Yeah, bittersweet, isn't it?
It is very bittersweet. Yeah. But I mean, but we were having a discussion/argument over this, Michael.
Yeah.
I think Rooney's chance with his left foot from 7 yards out, he has to score on a World Cup stage.
Yeah.
He has to score.
I know. Only trying to play devil's advocate as unbiased as I can. In a crowded box,
he got
where
space.
He's snatching at it
he
with
got
his
space.
But, I don't but, think but, he had that much
but
space.
He created a bit of space. Suarez would have scored it.
If you look at the goal from where he was, it was pretty much he had straight the goalkeeper, then defenders either side. I think it would have been very difficult to sneak it through.
No, yeah, no. I think if anything,
he was too close in. If he'd been a few yards further back, he would have scored more of a chance.
I fully believe Suarez would have buried that. Or another striker would have buried that.
I don't think you can hinge us not getting through or us not winning that game on that miss.
No, but I think it's a huge point, right? I think the fact that Suarez had two chances and scored two goals. Rooney had three chances or four chances and scored one. I just think that's the difference.
I think the header as well, which we just assumed, you think he should have scored the header. I think that's one of those where it was slightly too high.
Then you say you mistimed the header.
He missed the jump. Not necessarily, because he leapt as high as he could. The ball was very high. It wasn't as if it was a sort of a medium jumped headed height. It was, he was literally at full strength trying to get it. It caught him the top of his head.
It's just those fine margins as a team, we're not good enough.
Here's a question that I posed on Twitter, because in my drunken stupor last week during the game, I was tweeting a lot of shite. Cards on the table, name a game that Steven Gerrard has played really well in for England.
My memory is really bad.
Recently? At all.
5-1 against Germany about 13 years ago, maybe.
Well, yeah, but it doesn't stand out for his performance in that game.
Yeah,
no, I'm not being funny. My memory is that shit. If you asked me the last time anyone had a particularly good game,
Ben Foster had a good game last night.
He had a fucking great game, actually. He commanded it. Okay, I can remember last night.
I reckon I can remember one game where I think Steven Gerrard was the standout player for England, and you thought that was a World Cup performance, and that was at Euro 2000 against Germany. And that's an awful. I don't think, and that's not taken away from him, he's been a great player for Liverpool. He is a great footballer.
He's got a good point.
But I don't think he's ever done it for England.
Who has? In the last.
No, but you can name plenty of people. So if people say, oh, name an England player, we've had a great tournament. But you look, 2002, Ferdinand, Scholes, Button, Campbell were all great. 2004, you had Rooney and Lampard were great. 2006, you had Hargreaves and Beckham were great.
Hargreaves came out of nowhere.
2010, nobody was particularly good. 2012, nobody was particularly good. But
So that's what I mean. So you're going back. You're going back six years, eight years.
Another generation,
But there have been times that on England players, you can pick out certain performances, whether it's a player getting a hat trick, whether it's a player coming on and changing a game. One that I remember, which seems a ridiculously different age now, was Ashley Young coming on when we were 2-0 down against Switzerland and changing the game. Yeah. Or James Milner on his debut changing the game against Holland.
I was having a chat when I was away with, he is the development coach, I believe, at Lewis Football Club.
Oh, right.
My dad's. Sorry. He was convinced, his personal opinion, he's convinced that we should have taken Andy Carroll. Right, and this was because he said, "What is we're trying to play this sort of creative, sort of, in a way, not tiki taka, but in a way, but this sort of this, you know, that sort of style, that sort of creativey sort of style. We're not good at that. We haven't got a Xavi. We haven't got an Iniesta. We haven't got a Xavi. We haven't got an Iniesta. We haven't got someone that can thread those great little balls through to the Daniel Sturridges and stuff like that." What we're fucking good at, what we've always been really good at, is a big man, little man, is a, you know, a ball into a striker. Andy Carroll, as well as I think I would have taken him. But he's a fucking nuisance. He's an absolute, no one wants to play. And if you're struggling at 1-0 down, with and you need a plan B, get on that Andy Carroll, lump the ball up to him, and get the flick on and get people running off him.
To be honest, right? I'd argue we have to take Crouch over Carroll.
Do you not think we took a player like that in Ricky Lambert?
No, but he's not that sort of player.
He's not really a player. He's big and he's good at holding up the ball, but when it's to his feet, and that was a problem it showed.
Even if we had taken him, do you think he would have got on?
No, so this is my point. Like,
play a different formation.
Well, yeah. Because this was like, my dad's mate was like we were right. That we are trying to sort of play the better football than what we are as a nation. Yeah. We're not a long ball nation. I'm doing little and creating much, so to speak. But we're a powerful team. We've always been sort of a powerful team.
Power and pace.
So why not? You know, if we are struggling at 1-0 down, why wouldn't you? You know, we don't score goals. Andy Carroll, someone like that, would have been something totally different, a complete nuisance that we could then have maybe used as a different angle.
I think a lot of England's problems do come down to systems, and I don't think the big man, little man has worked enough in the past for us to revert to it, because I think football is organic and it's been shown by how Spain have performed. It changes. But you look at someone like Chile, I mean, they've got, Bojazor, or however you pronounce his surname, from Wigan in their team.
Yeah.
They've got players who are playing in the Chilean League, which isn't a bad standard. In Europe, we have a bit of a blinkered view to leagues outside of Europe, especially South America, where it is still a very high standard, very good players playing. But they get the system right. They work, they stick to it, there's no egos, and they just get on with it.
And then they know how to play the best football that suits the players they've got to the best of their ability. Well, I just don't think we're really doing that. But look at fucking Brian Ruiz. Where's he come from?
He
was fucking brilliant last night.
Brian Ruiz, he's been brilliant all tournament in Costa Rica.
That little pirouette he did in the middle to mug off Wiltshire.
I really don't want to take anything away from Costa Rica.
I actually sat in front of the TV. I went, ole! Like that as he did it. I was like, fuck it.
And then you realised you were alone.
I don't want to take anything away from Costa Rica because they outperformed what everyone thought they would do, I suppose.
The group is the exact opposite
of what I thought would happen. I thought Italy and us would go through.
Yeah, you're right. I think the majority of people did. I thought us and Uruguay would go through.
But it has been fine margins on that.
How Italy didn't beat Costa Rica though?
That's one of the games I've missed. I
just got back off the golf course and it was in sunny Spain, and it was and Balotelli, I mean, they should have been 3-0 up. Then Costa Rica definitely should have had one of the most stonewall penalties you've ever seen in your life. But they didn't get it.
The refereeing's been so good at the tournament.
Oh my god! I mean, if that isn't a talking point, I don't know what is. The refereeing has been probably the worst standard of refereeing I've ever seen.
They've been given all these aerosol cans.
I reckon they're
having a little sniff before they go out. That's what I'd be doing.
A little taste.
Fucking Balotelli should have put. I mean, Balotelli.
He's not had a particularly good tournament.
No, terrible.
No, I was talking to Terry, who we worked with, short for Arturo, Italian origins. He says Balotelli, he doesn't understand how he's even in the squad anymore, because he was clearly disappointed. He doesn't want to be in Italy either. It reminds me almost of Eric Cantona when he was younger, and he had loads of trouble in France, didn't particularly want to play for France, was fantastic at club level for United, just like Balotelli was at times for City,
yeah.
Albeit he's a lot younger and therefore
more stupid.
I could see him retiring from international football very young, Balotelli, and just playing abroad.
Yeah,
he's been linked with Arsenal for the past month or so.
Yeah,
Arsene Wenger's come out yesterday and said it's definitely not going to happen. He's not interested at all.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, which I'm not really.
Too much trouble and not enough return.
So yeah. But talking of troublesome players,
go on, lad. Well played.
Suarez's bite.
All right, yeah, we're going.
Alleged bite, of course.
Oh yeah, definitely alleged. But what was he thinking?
Fuck off, alleged bite. He's taking a chunk out of my shoulder.
It's the third time now.
But he's obviously not
bitten someone.
This is what we're.
He's not right in the head.
Yeah, he's obviously not thinking.
This is a debate we've had in the office.
You can see Chris's little face right now. He's getting really exasperated. It's really funny.
What we've been discussing is obvious. What makes a bite worse than a punch or a kick or something that can do some real physical damage?
Yeah, my argument to that was, if playing devil's advocate, that you're looking at disease like
it's AIDS, unsanitary.
Also, there's the primal nature of it and the fact that it is almost uncontrollable.
Didn't do anything to wind him up particularly. I don't know.
Apparently, there's an article I read just now. I saw the headline that apparently tried to bite him last year.
Yes,
to Chiellini. Apparently, tried to bite him again.
He doesn't like Italian.
Maybe he's got a taste for Italian blood.
Yeah. Maybe.
Well, no. Actually, no. He doesn't really.
It's weird. That's weird. Biting people is weird. I mean, if you had a child that did that, you'd seek mental help.
Yeah, but no. But I thought I've walked past Jerome in the office and give him a little nibble on the shoulder. I mean, no, that's funny. Yeah. But like, I don't actually try and bite him out of malice.
I'll go up to Chris and give him a little nibble on the ear.
That's fine.
Different. But
sexual, if anything.
My favourite comment I've seen was that all three of the people that Suarez has bit have been white, and if that doesn't prove he's a racist, I don't know what else is.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. I don't understand.
So, what happens now, A, in terms of punishment?
Can you tell
B,
what it is?
Give him a muzzle.
If you are Liverpool.
Give him a muzzle. No, who is it? I think someone, who is it? Someone said make him wear a mouth guard.
Chris Waddle said
Chris Waddle, shield. Yeah, make him wear a gum shield.
Yeah.
I mean, that would help.
I've heard a crazy rumour as well that he did it in order to drive his transfer fee down so that he could go from Liverpool.
Fuck
what
off.
A conspiracy no. that is.
That's a I mean, I'm not believing that. That's a wonderful conspiracy theory.
I reckon we do the opposite. I reckon we make him get hip-hop style grills.
Yeah.
Do you remember, like when you used to go to the...
Fuck me, can you imagine the size of those grills?
I know, yeah, you'd need them off the front of the car, wouldn't
but
you?
But I like the fact that he's holding his mouth.
Yeah.
As if like Chiellini shouldered him in the mouth.
Yeah.
I'm like, your teeth are big, lad, but they haven't stretched like that far.
Did you see the he said in the post match thing? He said, "Oh yeah, something happened. I got hit. I took a hit in the eye." He said he got hit in the eye.
Oh yeah, no, he did. No. That was earlier in the game. He actually ended up with a swollen. No, he ended up with a swollen.
Incident.
No, okay, earlier in the game.
Enough,
I think I haven't seen it, but he got a knock which meant he had a swollen cheekbone.
He's completely justified. Then I'm banned. Yeah.
Come down on it. Because he can't do this again.
So he said he basically said I've got a smack in the eye earlier in the game. He gets a little nibble on the shoulder. Yeah. These things happen in football. No, Lewis, they don't just happen in football.
So, punishment you give him, and do you extend it to club football?
Spanking.
Club football, no.
But see, then
he didn't do it for Liverpool. He's playing international
but
ban.
The
ban's going to come in.
The issue is, people are saying this is his third offence, therefore he should be banned from international football. But his other two offences have been in club football.
Yeah, but that's they're similar offences, they're not connected. I mean, this
is playing
in a World Cup for his country.
I'm not sure how much it's going to stop him, because all it's going to do, I mean, what, if he's banned for a year, I think will there be a Copper America next year? Or Mr. Copper America? Sure, he isn't going to lose too much league.
No.
And all I mean is, you don't have to travel back to Uruguay or to any other South American.
You're right, actually. It wouldn't really be that much of a punishment.
Not to think I think he should get some extreme year-long ban, but I wonder whether or not a 6 month.
I can't remember how
year in international football.
Eric Cantona got 9 months for the Kung Fu kick.
Yeah.
Which again was probably overblown at the time, because again didn't do any serious damage to the person who provoked. That's how long. Ben Thatcher got, I think, 12 games.
Ben Thatcher should have been put down.
That's the most horrible thing.
It doesn't matter if it drew blood and he got rabies. He's still bitten someone, regardless of what the outcome is. You can't do that. It's a football game.
I think Roy Keane ended up getting about 10 games for Alfie and Holland, but six of those were because of what he wrote about it subsequently in his autobiography.
Fucking idiot.
Saying that he meant it.
Well, it's going to be very interesting to see what FIFA do about it. Because it's quite clear he's bitten him.
What do you do if you're Liverpool?
I don't know.
Do you release a statement saying you're not happy and risk upsetting him? Do they just want rid of him now?
Yeah,
I've read a lot of Liverpool fans saying they'd be happy to get rid of him.
That's right, but if he's, let's say he's banned for 6 months from all football. Fuck, what a waste. They've still got to pay him.
Because it's a shame. Well, he's such a brilliant footballer.
They could probably argue that he's probably right, his contract. But then you'd argue that they have to sack him.
Yeah.
So it becomes difficult. I'm sure there's all sort of clauses.
If it's an international ban, it'd actually work out fucking great for Liverpool.
And I tell you, it would, because you don't have to go to Montevideo every few months. You don't have to go to Japan to play in glamour friendly.
Exactly.
Like that.
So it's almost like, isn't it? It's that gamble, isn't it? Right. But do we gamble on the fact that he's like, this could be a real, okay, the tarnish, the reputation, the bad press is the one thing, but we get our star striker all to ourselves for a year.
And what have Liverpool got to do? They're nothing. They can just sit back and see what happens, surely.
I don't think he's going to want to stay in the Premier League, though, with the way our press are treating him. And we have been the ones, maybe we have more of an interest in the nature of the tabloid press over here.
Do you think also maybe that people can understand it? This is just me thinking outside the box. You know, the Italian press of like, oh, it's like, I don't know what the fuck they're saying in the Italian press because I can't read Italian.
Yeah.
Whereas everyone on this planet, well, you know, to a degree, can understand English and looks at the English media.
Yeah, but I think all the key stuff gets translated. And if you think, obviously, from a Uruguayan perspective, because the Uruguayans have come out and said, oh, the English should stop commenting on this and start talking about their goal that shouldn't have been allowed in 1966. Topical, lads. Very topical. But, no, I think a lot of these things get translated. I think we have a different nature of press, the way we go about things. The Italian press will get very heavy on people's backs, but they don't intrude in the private life. They don't talk about what's going on.
Spanish press is bent, isn't it?
The Spanish press is completely bent and completely backwards. And I think it's Marca back Real Madrid, AS back Barcelona.
Yeah.
And they are very tribal. They would never do anything to damage their clubs.
So basically, we just speak the truth.
Well, you could argue that, but you could also argue that we sensationalise things and we intrude too much on people's lives.
Yeah.
That we bring up things from the past.
Then again, Suarez is a player that is playing in England, who's got previous to doing stuff in England, so if we want to talk about him, we can talk about him.
And the fucking
actors
out, so.
Yeah, exactly.
No.
Bastards.
So moving on to the other group, it's going to be a fairly short.
So basically, Lewis, you're a very, very naughty boy.
Yeah. And I definitely don't think he should get dessert tonight.
No. Straight to bed.
Fruit. He can have some fruit.
What if he ended up getting the fucking golden boot?
Wait, he's not going to play again. So.
Well, I suppose he's going
to
play.
If they were to ban him, would that come in immediately?
If they ban him.
Do you reckon that will happen
in
the next day?
He won't play again
in
the World Cup. Mainly, they've got until 9 o'clock British time tonight, Uruguay, to appeal against him being punished, which they reckon they're going to do.
About 24.
Good luck, Uruguay.
Yeah, God, can you imagine a 24 with Luis Suarez as the main character?
Fucking love it.
They reckon they will appeal it, but they're going to get knocked out by Colombia anyway. So.
Yeah. Colombia have been fantastic.
Yeah. So looking at the other groups, we'll go on there to Colombia, who I actually thought, I think I said in the pre-show, might flatter to deceive. Because they were quite strongly ticked.
Have any of us got any predictions right?
Oh, well, I said Bosnia were going to be dark horses and they're out.
Switzerland.
I think I said South Korea as well. I said Japan.
Switzerland obviously won. Is it Jake? Who's our mate who loves piping up?
Jake Azzolini.
Who's the one that. No,
Greenfield.
Dan Greenfield. Switzerland did really well against France the other day, didn't they?
Yeah, well, to be fair, I think France have been the team I've enjoyed watching the most thus far at the tournament.
Who needs Samir Nasri?
They've been, when the French get along, they are brilliant.
Yeah.
Which is all too rare. But I bet Anara's not happy.
I bet she's not happy at all. Argentina. Getting through by the skin of their teeth.
We're going to talk about bad referee decisions.
Oh,
that
fucking
penalty
ridiculous.
Was nailed on.
There's been so many ridiculous decisions and offsides and penalties and so much shit.
I have to say, I really enjoyed that Argentina-Iran game and the Germany-Ghana game that was on just after it.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Iran went at Argentina.
Yeah, they
gave
really
USA-Portugal. Fucking great game.
I'll tell you what USA about.
No, that's my new team. That's my new team. USA, USA.
I'm not sure I can bring myself to that.
Well, it's Jürgen. Yeah, obviously, I've got Jürgen as a German.
It's going to be interesting with Jürgen versus Yogi.
I can't wait. When is that? Tomorrow?
That's tomorrow. Both teams only need a point.
I'll be in Amsterdam, probably on a coffee shop, watching the football.
I would think everyone will be supporting the Americans then.
Messi's goal against Argentina against Iran. It was someone had just switched him on.
And gone, fuck it, we can't lose this, can we?
And Messi's gone, I've got to do something about
this. I'll sort it out, lads. Yeah. I got this.
One touch, bang. What a goal it was.
He could be the difference, because he's the sort of player who can just drag a team to work on. Another player
he's done it so far.
And that's against Iran.
Another player like that is Neymar.
Yeah, he's half carrying him, isn't he?
He's looking very good.
And I tell you, I was really happy to see, considering they hadn't scored a goal in how long? Algeria smashing four. That's a great game.
I was watching that. I got to go to the loo at 0-0, came back, went to the loo, brushed my teeth, came back in 3 minutes later.
2-0, yeah. They scored 2-2, yeah.
We're like, what the fuck?
Fucking brilliant. Like, God, and they looked like they just enjoyed it so much. Yeah, they were so happy to score those goals.
Yeah, I'm still stunned too. This is the best World Cup in my...
For random results?
Well, just in terms of the quality of play, the excitement in the games...
Ivory Coast gone.
Ivory Coast gone. Who would have thought Greece after that first game? They looked terrible.
Yeah.
I enjoyed watching them last night. I think I fell asleep at 1-0, I fell asleep at 1-0. I'm getting tired.
And the annoying thing is, if England had won the group, you would very much have fancied them to beat Greece.
Yeah.
And then go on to a cup final.
If England had won the group.
What I'm saying is the opportunities it had we gone through, I think we would have had a fair old chance of going further. And it's frustrating that we didn't turn up.
Costa Rica, Colombia will be the next game. That's on Sunday, I believe.
No, it's Costa Rica, Greece.
Costa Rica, Greece.
Colombia,
so I think they've got a fair shot.
Colombia, Uruguay.
That would be a good game. Well, without Suarez, maybe
great
not.
Great games the next round. So you've got Brazil, Chile. You've got Colombia, Uruguay. You've got Holland, Mexico. And the Dutch still looking very good.
Yeah.
Albeit Chile should have won that game. They dominated it.
Mm.
And... oh, and by the way, Croatia with 2+ against Mexico. Very surprised they didn't put more of a fight.
Yeah.
And then Costa Rica, Greece, yeah.
Yeah, I think Costa Rica could do them. That'd be a great achievement.
They should do.
The way they've been playing.
The last CONCACAF team to get to the quarterfinals was USA in 2006.
USA!
And they lost to Germany.
Naughty boy of the week, Roberto Martinez. Accreditation. Thank you very much. His press accreditation, and might be sent home early for being a very naughty boy for giving it to someone else to go to watch the Holland training. I think he got invited by Ruud van Nistelrooy for some reason. To go watch the Holland training because I think he's looking to do with players next year and blah blah blah. He couldn't go, so his mate wanted to go, whoever his mate was. He gave him his pass, got spotted, and FIFA are like the waiver, the contract waiver he signed states specifically you can't just go giving your pass to your mate.
Got a touch of the Robbie Earls about it. Do you remember the last World Cup? Robbie Earl got a load of comp tickets for his work. He did a lot of work for ITV back in the day. Sold them all on and then got fired by ITV
I haven't seen the results of it, but basically he might have to come over.
One would imagine he probably will be sent home.
Like a very naughty boy.
Very naughty boy, which to be fair Everton's pre-season is starting to. You know what's annoying me? We spoke about the punditry last week and so far it's been a mixed bag.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what though, before I forget it.
Yeah.
Lawrenson. He is a fucking nose, and he is a miserable git. But of I think it was Brazil's second game. I think one of my favourite comments is was when he said that Fred was warming up to come off. he'd done that little in the game that you're like, right, Fred's just warming up to come off the pitch now. I'm like, that is fucking Lauro.
My favourite comment I've heard so far was describing Danny Murphy, because Danny Murphy. He's interesting, he's got a comment, but the problem is he's been there, done that, and he's happy for you to know it. And the best comment I've read in a few places was, if you tell Danny Murphy you'd been to Tenerife, he'd say you'd been to 11 a week. He is one of those.
Did we talk about Phil Neville last week on the show?
We did, yes.
Okay, well, I just want to say that I just want to say that he hasn't. I think the poor kid was, I say kid, you know, he was fucking nervous when he did it. But I thought they've given him the England game as his first ever one.
Yeah.
Like, and I love the fact that 24 hours later, they were talking about social media, on the next day at the games, and he was there, and they're talking about, you know, how it brings players closer to the fans and all this sort of thing. And like, you know, Rio was there, like, Rio, you're a fan of social media. He's like, yeah, I think, you know, I used to think
it smells like McDonald's in it.
It does. Someone's got some nuggets.
And he says, and he was like, yeah, no, I like to be able to interact with fans a bit and that. And he went, how about you, Phil? He went, yeah, I really like social media until about 24 hours ago. Can hate it now, don't I? But he took it really well. I think he has improved, and he has, you know, a fair play to that.
They gave him the game at 11 o'clock when everyone had been on the piss. Everyone was exactly. Tired. But no, going back to it, the thing that's annoyed me is Henri has been a very good pundit throughout the tournament. Patrick Vieira, I don't think he's a great pundit, but he likes an argument, which in the absence of Roy Keane on ITV is very important. But they're all buggering off back halfway through the tournament. Henri's got pre-season training. Vieira's got to get back to City to start pre-season training. Why have you hired pundits that can only be there for a little bit of the tournament? Yeah. Ian Wright's buggering off home to see his
mate. No, he's coming back. He's coming back. Where's your commitment, Wright?
Come off it, Wright. Fucking...
Did you see Martin O'Neill tear into Charles? And because they were talking about flinching in the wall. And Adrian, Charles turned around and went sort of, I could see you flinching in the wall a little bit, Martin, with your glasses on and stuff like that. And he absolutely tore him a new one. Because it was Vieira and Cannavaro as well taking the piss out of him. And he was like, actually... And he went, I didn't used to wear glasses when I was playing, and now I don't think I would have got that far and won two European Championships or whatever it was, playing that glass. But two European Cups, and they all sort of went, sorry, Martin. Because he absolutely tore the shreds.
It was Martin O'Neill and Patrick Vieira who were having quite an extended argument about who was to blame for. It was the Dutch versus Australia, the goal that won it for the Dutch.
It was an offside,
marginal. And O'Neill was getting right into it.
He loves it.
I would have been all over the centre halves for that. And they were like, what was really there for? He was like, no, I would have ripped him. Brilliant. He's brilliant. But, I don't. Anything else from the game? One thing I'll point out.
I'm still
Belgium.
Sad.
Through, but aren't really impressing.
Belgium have been skinning their teeth again.
Yeah.
But this is one of those. It's them. I reckon you've got to start looking at Argentina and Belgium because they're the ones that are just—they're not performing yet, but they're getting the results. And if they start clicking, those two teams could fucking smash anyone.
If you think about the World Cups of our lifetime, not yours, Chris, because then we don't go back to 2006. If you think back. Winners in 94, Brazil were good but came close to going out a few times. Italy got to the final but were crap in the group stage. In 98, France nearly went out to Paraguay. In 2002, Brazil dominated, and that's the one occasion when the winners have been really good. But Italy was slow in 2006. 2010, Spain lost their first game.
Yeah.
I think only scored more than one in one game during the tournament. They actually scored... I think only 7 goals throughout the whole tournament.
That's what I mean.
Teams starting slow, whereas you get teams that come flying out the blocks.
I think they're...
I would say Brazil or Argentina still would be my bet.
Great result for Ghana the other night, by the way.
Brilliant game. Ghana just went for it.
Yeah, love that.
And with the exception of when Germany equalised and had them on the ropes for 5 minutes, they were... We have
got to say congratulations to Miroslav.
Uncle Miroslav, yeah.
Miroslav, well played.
What was the stat? Did I send you? It was.
In the last three World Cups.
The last four, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah.
England have scored 15, Closer scored 17. England scored 17, Closer scored 15.
He's now scored 16. He's on 16 now.
No, he's on 15. He's on 15 was what he... He's got 15, England got 14.
So 17.
Yeah. There's not much in it.
12.
Basically.
There's one more thing that I want to see, like, more than... Like, I want to see goals, is what I want to see from now on. I want to see goals. Yeah. There's one thing I want to see more that I don't think we've seen enough of in this World Cup, and I think it's a fucking travesty. tits.
Yeah, some Brazilian.
We have not seen
some Brazilian.
We have not seen enough tits at this World Cup.
They're not enough.
Insert Luis Suarez joke here.
Yes.
But a few other bits on the World Cup stuff from around off the pitch. Good old Hristo Stoichkov, legend.
What's he done now?
He's criticised Sepp Blatter, who's apparently celebrating Brazil beating Croatia.
Not a fucker.
Which isn't a very FIFA in charge of world football unbiased way to do
it.
That makes a surprise. Yeah,
interesting that Joe Hart, the only goalkeeper at the World Cup who hasn't made a save.
Fuck off.
Genuinely, he's not made a save.
So he's conceded four goals and...
No,
and
it's not that he's not had shots at him. But it's been interceptions, it's been...
That's what I mean. So all he's done is pick the ball out of the net four times and take goal kicks and
he's caught
catch crosses.
Caught crosses, but it might be a diving save, but what I read it as was he's not made a save.
That's fucking ridiculous.
And on the subject of goalkeepers, congratulations to, we spoke about a few weeks, Farid Mondragon, Colombian, came on to become the oldest World Cup player ever at 43 yesterday.
Lad.
Wow. He hadn't played since 2005 for Colombia. I get the feeling he's just there for a jolly.
Yeah.
He hasn't played for him for 9 years. That is insane.
I really hope Closer doesn't get the all-time Golden Boot, by the way. I don't want him to.
I think he's getting a bit of a hard time.
He's not as good as Ronaldo. He's Ronaldo.
Not as good, but he's a great goal scorer.
Yeah, but he's no Ronaldo.
And he's always scored goals. Two videos seen around the World Cup. One, Croatian fan in tears meeting Davor Suka.
Brilliant.
Heartwarming.
Speaking of that, you see on the way out, Etu hugging the little Cameroon fan, and both of them ended up crying.
Oh.
That was really, I like that. I like Etu a lot more for
did
that.
Did you see Etu dragging Benoit Asuakoto away from his teammate after the game when he tried to headbutt him?
Fucking Benny. Crazy Benny.
He is crazy Benny.
Mad Benningtons.
And the other video, Sully Montari going to the purveyor. Near where the Ghana team was going, they're handing out money.
Oh, really?
And he said it reminds him of the neighbourhood he grew up in Ghana, and therefore he wanted to give some back. He was having photos with the kids, he played football
awesome.
With them.
Oh, nice, brilliant.
Fair enough, because he was pretty crap against Germany, giving away a lot of fouls. But you know,
Sully.
I think it gets made up for by being a nice guy.
Do you know what now? We've said it. Everyone's saying it and stuff, but it's fucking true. Like we can. I am really looking forward to, obviously, apart from supporting the USA, just to actually sitting back and enjoying the fucking World Cup now. I know everyone said it. It's a cliche, and I don't know why I'd love England to still be in it and blah blah. But it is nice just being like, we've got another 2 weeks or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
3 weeks. 3 weeks of football, just football.
I remember Euros 2008 was a great tournament.
Yeah.
Mainly because England weren't there, so you just enjoy it for what it was.
Yeah.
But other bits of news, just rounding up what's happened. Probably United on the verge of signing Ander Herrera.
Okay, no one cares. Thank you. Good night.
Jolyon Lescott's joined West Brom.
Yeah, good move for him.
Yeah, great signing for West Brom. Done about for him.
Well, he hasn't played any football, but it might give him the chance to get back in the England team.
True. Alan Stubbs, appointed manager of Hibs.
Yeah.
I've got a lot of time for Alan Stubbs. Very good man. Just a lot off the pitch. That sounded like it was a joke, but it wasn't. He is a genuinely good man. He's had quite a tough life. He had testicular cancer twice, and there's a lot of campaigning for that. Got a lot of time for him.
Good lad.
And Champions League starts again next week.
Yeah, the preliminary draws.
Yeah,
aren't they? I could not name one team, I don't think.
The Icelandic B-League.
Lincoln Red Imps from Gibraltar, going to be the first Gibraltar team ever in the Champions League. They're playing They're playing a team from the Faroe Islands. And and Celtic, who go into the second round, have got KR from Iceland. So there's one for Delilah to start. But anyway, you know these are your at Football Podcast, facebook.com/TheFootballPodcast, footballpodcast.tumblr.com. You know where to find us. We'll be back during this World Cup. Hopefully, it's going to keep getting better.
USA.
Come on, USA.
USA.
Apparently.
USA.